broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Yeah, buddy. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby take to the airwaves. Hour two of two in the mix. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for October the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use marches on. Our goal, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. The mainstream press melting down. The new media taking center stage. LibertyRoundtable.com right in the center of it. Ron Paul doubles down, saying that, hey, man, we're going to have problems in the economy because we got fiat bogus money in the mix. Not only is a market correction inevitable, but stocks could plunge big time. Be ready for that. Don't fall for the timeline. We don't know when, but we know fiat money always fails. So prepare. Be ready. Don't panic. Focus on solutions today, and that is to prepare your family, economically insulate yourself, and more. The answer, honest money, constitutional currency, gold and silver. All right, we talked about this fajitas theft going on. Took 9 years, $1.2 million. They're having prosecutions in that case, and good on them. But what about the FBI confirming that James Comey planned to pardon Hillary all along? Yeah, Comey drafted a statement on Clinton literally months before the investigation ended. They had no intentions of prosecuting Hillary for her crimes. President meets with Mitch McConnell. The mainstream press mocks them and pretends they're not friends. Well, you know what? They're going to work on some good things together, and we back them. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that legislation to ban abortions 20 weeks and beyond is being supported by most of his members of the Senate. He's going to bring it up for a vote soon. We need to politely put pressure on Mitch. Bring that up to a vote right away, Mitch. We've got an opportunity of a lifetime. And I'm not about to try to drive a wedge between Donald and Mitch like the mainstream press is doing. I agree Mitch doesn't do much good. And I've had a lot of concerns about Mitch, but it's all based on principle. And when Mitch is right, he's right. I don't care who it is. Principles are key. Okay? Mitch saying that most of his members support a ban on partial birth abortions. It's already passed the House. It's in the Senate. Most of the members support it. Bring it on, Mitch. Let's get her done. All right? Let's do it. Let's dismantle Obamacare. Let's promote pro-life. Let's put together tax cuts. Now we're getting somewhere. The only question left is, are we going to help or are we going to hinder? Are we going to have hope or criticize? Well, Kurt, President Donald Trump is using his executive authority to dismantle as much of the Obama legacy as he can, is the next headline. Trump is not being or given credit for praise for what he's accomplishing. He's restoring the rule of law. He's bringing the executive branch back within the parameters and limits of the Constitution. And they're not giving him any credit for it, Kurt. And I've been concerned when Donald doesn't drain the swamp. And, you know, there's several things that I've been concerned about. But in this case, you got to give Donald credit. He's dismantling all the executive authority that Barack misused. He's reining it in. And good on him. We need more of it. And we need to give credit where credit's due. Kurt, you want to chime in on this?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, when you look at this whole thing, you just think, hey, you know there's things that can be done. When you see all that gets done in the way of havoc, if you will, you know there are good things that could be done if individuals would just work at it. And when you see people teaming up, like Rand Paul and President Trump, it does your heart some good.
No doubt about it. And, you know, the thing is that there's a lot that you can criticize. And I don't find it valuable to criticize. I do find it valuable to point out when we part ways And I do find it valuable to issue corrections. In other words, when the Donald does something blatantly wrong, like puts a swamp monster in place or something, we've got to take issue with it because it's principle here. Donald, I don't know if you're deceived or not, but don't put that person in place. It's not helpful. That kind of disagreement, agreeably, is important because we're discussing principles. All right? But you know what? When good things are happening, are we humble enough and willing enough to give credit where credit's due? When Donald wants to dismantle Obamacare, good for him, because Obamacare is unconstitutional. When Donald wants to get rid of the regulations, that we've got so much regulation in America, good on the Donald. We need more of it. When President Trump uses his executive authority to back off the executive authority that was misused by Barack, good for him. All right, there's a lot of good. And I'm going to highlight that good when I can, because there's so little good. Not so little good to be had, but so little good talked about. There's plenty of good in society, but we got to be willing to talk about it. We got to be willing to let people know about it. Right? We got to be willing to work on it. Tell people about it. All right? Now, there's a headline that says 59% of people don't believe that Donald will save Social Security, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that?
Well, I mean, imagine if he really saved it by basically getting rid of the part. Well, just so that we could basically eliminate the Ponzi scheme that's been going on. Wouldn't that be impressive?
Yes. However, Donald's not about to end Social Security, okay? It's just this third rail politics wedge they can drive between everything Donald's doing and us. Now, personally, I would be for appropriate dismantling of Social Security. I wouldn't be for this panic approach that would deny promises that we've made, okay? So I would dismantle Social Security tomorrow, but I wouldn't do it overnight, meaning that I would start the process and I would keep as many promises to as many people as we possibly can while extracting ourselves from it. But here's the point. Donald's not about to shut down Social Security, Kurt. Whether you agree with Donald or not on this point, the fact is it's not even seriously on the radar. But they know they get a gazillion miles out of this divide idea where, oh my gosh, now Donald hates the retirees and Donald hates you and Donald's going to shut down. Everybody's going to just, I mean, pretty soon you're going to have to be eating dog food because there's no food going to be left that you can afford. And they go into these just catastrophic meltdown discussions that aren't even reality. I wish we'd be talking about dismantling Social Security in a responsible way. But that's not even on the discussion. Except for this idea that, oh my gosh, Donald's going to start denying everybody Social Security stuff. It's not even real. It's fake news, folks. All right, Kurt, I want to talk about Netflix. You caught up on what's happening with Netflix, Kurt?
Ooh, I've seen a little bit, I think.
Right, well, number one,
what's going on?
Netflix ups prices of its most popular plan by $1 or $2, depending on the plan. All right, so they're increasing prices, right, Kurt? But they're doing it because they're increasing the entertainment portfolio that they have, and they say it's more expensive to produce the entertainment that are viewers want. Now imagine the cable companies if they were to think like that, Kurt. We're increasing our costs slightly, but you know what? We're delivering the entertainment people want, and it's more expensive. But here's the point. What does Netflix cost, Kurt? Do you have any idea?
No.
It's anywhere between $8 and $15 a month, depending on the plan.
All right.
Just say $12 for sake of argument. A good standard medium, right?
Yeah.
What does the average cable bill cost, Kurt?
I think those suckers are like $80 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Five times, six times, seven times, 10 times, who knows? But it's catastrophic compared to the amount that Netflix is charging. Now, Netflix is backing into the entertainment people want, literally, Kurt, by offering cheaper prices, slowly ramping the prices up and finding the sweet spot where people want the entertainment choices they want, but yet at an affordable cost. Now, as a result of that strategy, Kurt, the competition idea, the free market idea where they say, hey, what will the market bear for our services? They're starting from the bottom up, which is always a good idea. Well, anyway, turns out subscriptions to Netflix are selling like hotcakes, writes USA Today as a result. Cord cutting is going to accelerate. Details in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So Netflix is in the news. They've increased their plans by $1 and $2, respectively, depending on the plan. They've upped their prices. But yet they're gaining subscribers like hotcakes. You kind of wonder why, huh? Because they found the sweet spot in the cord-cutting reality where they say, hey, we'll give people the entertainment they want. They're not just parroting the current mainstream offerings, Kurt. They're creating their own shows. They're creating new entertainment ideas that people want and like. They're way under the cable bills. I'm talking way under. So even though they've raised their prices, the average price of Netflix or the average cost is like $12 a month for incredible entertainment options. Cable's like at least five times that, if not more. And cable people are wondering why they're losing subscribers left and right. We talked to them for years about a la carte TV, but they said, no, can't do it. But Netflix is backing into the other side of the equation by giving people competition, by creating new entertainment solutions that people want, by giving the solution to them at a sweetheart price, comparatively speaking, and people are flocking to it left and right, writes USA Today. They're buying subscriptions like hotcakes. How many people do you think subscribe to Netflix now, Kurt? Any idea?
You know, I see some different headlines. I was what you'd call a reluctant Netflix user. But, you know, I'm sure it's in the millions. I have no idea.
109 million.
109 million.
That's huge, Kurt.
Yes.
And they're gaining subscribers, not only in the United States, but around the world.
Yeah.
So I just find that fascinating. And it's just, in my opinion, points to, You build a better mousetrap to people's door and they love it. You have competition and a free market and things people want. And amazingly, people buy it, Kurt, if they want it. And you find out what they want. So the cable companies might take a page out of the Reed Hastings, CEO of Netflix, playbook and say, maybe we ought to give people things they want, Kurt, like different programming. Maybe we ought to do so at a price people can afford, like Netflix. And maybe the cable companies could do well. But what the cable companies have done is they've backed themselves into this no-win situation where they pay these networks that produce programming way too much money. Way too much money to where the costs are just catastrophic. And until the cable companies get their pricing in line with this competition reality that the cord cutters find themselves in, I'm telling you, the cable network's days are numbered, Kurt. It is not sustainable to pay the entertainment industry and to pay these talking heads on cable TV and that kind of money. So the new media has taken center stage, and Reed Hastings proves it, Kurt.
Yeah, here's something that goes along with that from thestreet.com. The headline reads, Netflix might someday be worth a trillion, along with Apple and Amazon. And then subheadline, Netflix continues to impress Wall Street with its ability to gain new subscribers and plan for the future.
Okay, but it's not just Netflix, though. It's the free market at work. It's competition. It's cord cutting. It's giving people something they want with new programming ideas. It's doing so at an affordable amount. I'm not saying Netflix doesn't deserve some credit here. They do. But what I'm talking about is the principles that is making Netflix successful right now, Kurt.
Yes. Good point.
Doesn't Wall Street, doesn't the mainstream, get it? This is simple stuff, Kurt. This is based on principles.
Yeah, and they say cord cutting in America is picking up steam. Respect it and invest accordingly. Hat tip to Netflix. You blew everyone's minds again, they say.
But I'm saying that don't give Netflix too much credit. They're just following free market principles, Kurt. Give the free market and the free enterprise system and the competition and the less regulation and the building a better mousetrap or finding something that the people want, delivering supply to where there's demand. All those principles of the free market should get the credit, but they miss all that. And they just tell you Reed's a rock star and Netflix is incredible. And why? Why, can I ask? Because the principles are being obeyed, not violated, Kurt. That's why.
Yep.
I don't know. Am I crazy?
Yeah, and you can also put these principles to work when it comes to government, Sam.
Boy, howdy, could you? And just think of the delightful success it would be if we would.
Well, and you see that where you see some countries, and I almost, put the word companies there, but you see some countries where they want to raise their taxes so that they can get more from the ones that they've still got there that are paying them taxes, and then they're surprised when somebody heads to another country where the price is lower to exist, or in other words, the taxes are lower.
Like that story I did that everybody's moving their businesses to Puerto Rico to get that tax break the Puerto Ricans have.
Yeah, good point. That's exactly right. But, at least here, Netflix and all the other guys are trying to compete with them. I saw one story about something called LDS Netflix. So you've got people that can learn about different ways of delivering media and giving people choices, from the pro-choice crowd.
Yeah. Ooh, delightful. All I'm telling you is it's great news on so many fronts. I'm going to contrast that with failed Facebook. Now you say, Sam, what do you mean failed Facebook? Those folks are rich as all get out. They got more subscribers than anybody. You're right. But they got caught in a fake news scandal big time. They were co-opted by the Russians, goes the false narrative. But the fake news is reality. But there's a Facebook story that I find very fascinating, which shows a contrast to the principles that Netflix is following, and they're very successful as a result. Netflix doing a great job. Facebook, on the other hand, what a disaster. Headline, gift from Facebook founder, they say led to gains at New Jersey schools. All right, I don't know if you've seen this story, but it's a big, long story. Greg Tapo brought the story to us. Do you have this piece, Kurt?
Yeah, you know, USA Today put it in there, and, you know, they're trying to figure out this question. They say, what did Zuckerberg's $100 million buy in Newark?
All right, so back people up and understand what happened. What, $100 million was given by, quote, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg to, quote, New Jersey schools, right?
Right.
Back in September the 10th, I think, right?
Let's see.
He went on the Oprah Winfrey show along with the mayor.
Yeah.
And
mayor
they
Cory Booker
gave an eye-popping gift over $100 million to the government schools over there, right?
And the goal was, what they say, to reform Newark public schools. They say local philanthropists and others would match that, doubling the gift to $200 million. In exchange, they say, the struggling urban system was expected not only to welcome more independently run charter schools, but to close low-performing schools.
Now, let's make this clear. So Zuckerberg gave $100 million, but Lenthra Philanthropists and others doubled the amount to $200 million.
Yep. And they the article says, in exchange, the struggling urban system was expected to not only welcome more independently run charter schools, but to close low-performing schools, give families an easier way to choose a new school, and enact a performance-based pay system for teachers. In the 7 years since his announcement, this is Zuckerberg's announcement, says critics have not been shy in pointing out how much turmoil the effort has caused, but they haven't had a good way to figure out whether Zuckerberg's millions have been well spent. In a new study just released, they...
Now, Kurt, before we go on, can you answer that question?
Which one was it, Sam? Which question?
Is the money well spent?
Of course not, Sam.
$200 million. They tell you what they spend it on, but it's an absolute complete fiasco, Kurt.
They say the cash made a difference in a limited way. Yeah.
Well, see, that you got to say that. You got to admit that it's limited because you know that it's not successful. But now they're lying in the fake news and they're saying it made a difference. What made a difference for some people, Kurt? Like the new senator and, oh, some big consultant folks behind the scenes. But did it really help out the, quote, children, Kurt?
Well, I don't.
They spent $50 million on this, $20 million on that. They went all down the. They didn't do any good, Kurt.
Well, the reason is, Sam, it's a failed system.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah. So if you got a failed system, it's like if you got a submarine with a big hole in the bottom and you put paint on top, it still doesn't, you know, make the sub a good sub. It's just got a big hole in the bucket.
It reminds me of that little skit that goes, there's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. And I don't know if you ever know that skit. It's kind of fun, but it kind of tells you the problem here. But look, I submit to you that instead of Mark Zuckerberg putting money into the government schools, maybe he ought to try a Netflix idea, Kurt. We'll talk about it.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In a major move that could shake up the abortion debate, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services under the president is proposing that it officially define human life as beginning at conception, something conservatives have wanted for a long time. Now, this has never been officially done by the federal government, and this has allowed courts to therefore be able to go along with pro-abortion groups. That's the way some have justified abortion. However, with this official designation, some groups will have a tough time. They'll have to prove the government wrong. Just over a year ago, the Islamic State seemed to be invincible. It controlled large areas in Iraq and Syria. It was expanding into North Africa and the Philippines. ISIS was being fought by Iraqi troops, supported by a coalition of aircraft and troops from the U.S. and other nations. Now, in Syria, it's under attack by several groups. Under previous administrations, ISIS had been thriving because the rules of engagement imposed on American troops kept them from being effective. Now some people say things are changing. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly Internet News Analysis Service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so you would say, oh, Sam, you know what? Netflix isn't pushing for a change in education. No, you're right, they're not. However, we talked about Netflix doing things by following principles. No wonder they're so successful. Maybe we ought to try the same ideas based on principle in education. Maybe we should have taken the $200 million, $100 million from Facebook and $100 million in philanthropist matching reality. So $200 million, maybe we should have put that into the private sector, Kurt, into folks that are, you know, offering educational opportunities like maybe the Khan Academy or maybe other private school solutions. And then instead of having mixed results of very limited benefit, we might have incredible benefit, but it would be done based on principle, Kurt, based on the free market, based on the free enterprise system, based on competition, based on starting from the bottom up, you know, giving people what they actually want, Kurt. Imagine that idea that Facebook is, or that Netflix is applying to the cord-cutting market as education could provide to the private solutions market, benefiting homeschoolers, benefiting Khan Academy, a free educational opportunity, and more. There's so many opportunities that $200 million could have really made a difference in. And if this is Solutions Radio, we've got to tie that together based on principle and say there are answers. Even when Netflix is upping their prices, subscriptions to Netflix are selling like hotcakes, right, USA Today. And if we had the gift from Facebook founder going to the private sector educational opportunities, disrupting current government-controlled education, just think of what we could have, Kurt. What an opportunity. Any comment on that?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and you mentioned Khan Academy. Since you brought this up, I was looking up to see, hey, who was talking about them and what news stories, you know, are out about them. I see something, you know, basically back in June where, you know, on Fox News, they had the founder of Khan Academy on talking about reshaping the education system and the process.
And good for Fox, but, and good, you know, for the founder of Khan Academy.
Khan Academy. Yeah, good point. And, you know, but like you say, these are real solutions, not just, you know, moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic. And so
$200 million, and we've got a limited benefit. That's the way they're writing about it now. In other words, an epic failure. But I think that we ought to take a page out of the playbook of Netflix and the free market, and we really could have solutions if we tried. Hey, Mark, you want to give Khan Academy $100 million? You want to give Liberty Roundtable a couple of $100 million? We can go ahead and get things done. We'll shake up the mainstream press like you could not imagine, my brother. All right, Facebook now wants to hire people with government security clearances. Kurt, did you see this? Eric Lieberman with a piece. Facebook wants to hire people with government security clearances. You cool with that?
So what's this mean?
Well, they want to combat the Russian fiasco.
Oh, okay.
But my response is hiring more people with more government security clearances. How's that going to help, Kurt? They're always looking for the solutions within government every time.
Yep.
Facebook, you're on a race to nowhere, my friend. First off, putting a couple hundred million into the government schools. Now you want to go ahead and hire government people with security clearances?
What? Great point.
Good luck. You're not going to win there, my friend. Why don't you hire folks like Sam Bushman, free thinking consultants that are incredible strategic thinkers? Why don't you hire folks like us that can get you out of the doldrums of the fiascos in the first place, Mark? All right. By the way, I guess the education secretary is in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and she's really getting people all stirred up, Sam, you know, because what's happening
is... They don't know how to deal with her. By the way, she's following these principles, isn't she, Kurt, that we're talking about?
Well, yeah, she basically, you know, she travels to places, and she travels on a private jet. And so, of course, when the standard media sees that, they say, oh, you know,
they want to start digging and attacking her, don't they, Kurt? Heck yeah, take her out of office, man. She's just raping the public of their money.
Yeah.
Not.
The only problem is she's not charging anybody for her work, Sam. She's
sure she is.
She's spending her own money.
That's she's charging herself.
Say. Yeah, that's right. So Bob Unruh there at WorldNet Daily says, the AP that wrote the story, it says Education Secretary DeVos uses a private jet to fly around the country to tour schools and attend other work events. And then they say they failed to mention that the jet in question is owned by DeVos, and she doesn't even ask for or accept lodging expenses or per diem when she's doing the taxpayers' work. The wire service eventually corrected itself.
Here's what happened. They were so into their lie, so into their attack, they forgot to do the due diligence to find out the truth first, Kurt.
Well, right? I wouldn't even have been surprised if they knew the truth, but they wanted to report it this
way. Well, you might be correct on that.
Bad.
I'm just telling you, either way, it's negligence of not doing the due diligence or an intentional fabrication. Either way, they peddled fake news, got caught, and shut down, right?
Yep, in their story, I guess in the story way down in it, it says DeVos pays for the jet out of her own pocket, and the travel adheres to all federal guidelines. They quote a statement from the DeVos spokesman, the secretary neither seeks nor accepts any reimbursement for her flights, nor for any additional official travel-related expenses, such as lodging and per diem.
So here's how it is. They don't know how to win.
Even though she's entitled to such reimbursement.
You take the money and they attack you. You don't take the money and they attack you, right?
Exactly, Sam.
Even though you have the right to take the money by law, you still don't, because you believe in principle, right? What if we had more principled politicians? What if we hold the mainstream press accountable to say, why don't your liberal counterparts that you have so much faith in and love for, why don't we force them to do the same? You'd say, Sam, you're pitching a force policy? No, I just say we change the law to deny them the funding in the first place.
I guess somebody responded to the AP stories on this and in a tweet with Twitter, they said, might want to ask Hillary how she made close to $200 million as a public servant. The another one says, so sorry, we just happened to leave out the part of the story that renders it a non-story. Whoops.
Yeah, that's the point for sure. And all I'm telling you is this is an example of what we're talking about. Look, we need to have people in the media that will tell the truth. First off, this is a non-story to me. Secondly, well, it's a non-story in terms of the attack. But it is a story to teach principle, Kurt, isn't it? So they say it's a non-story, and I agree for the reasons they bring it up. But I submit to you that it's a story for completely different reasons, like, well, she traveled on her own private plane and she paid her own way. What a novel concept, Kurt. What if we had more of that? What if we had less government, more people paying their own way to do their own things for their own agendas? I think it's a positive story. Not because their attack story came out, but because of the truth in the story about principle. Whether we talk about Facebook violating principle, whether we talk about Netflix following principle, whether we talk about Betsy DeVos following principle, that to me is the whole point of the stories. Let me give you another example to base things on principle. Broadcast networks push an anti-gun agenda after Vegas shooting, writes Amber Athey. Did you see this piece, Kurt? Three networks.
No, I didn't. See this.
Three networks, ABC, CBS, and all NBC right. Gave, quote, on the average, 5 times more airtime to pushing gun control than they did supporting gun rights after the Las Vegas shooting.
Shock.
That's according to a new study that just came out at the Media Research Center, good friends of ours, that analyzed all the statements about guns. And the three main broadcast networks favored gun control over the right to keep and bear arms to a 5-to-1 ratio. Wow. It gets worse because some of the networks even went up the 10-to-1 ratio. But this is what we're talking about, Kurt. Guns never hurt anybody.
Yep. Good point.
Guns don't do damage. People either do good things with guns and protect, or they do bad things with guns and kill.
Yep.
But to pretend, where's the fake news in this? 10-to-1, 5-to-1, depending on the network ratio of anti-guns to pro-gun views after the Vegas shooting. Do you see their agenda? Who benefits? Huh?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Hey, Kurt, how much empathy do you have, my friend?
I don't know. How much do you figure?
You need to have more.
I have. Okay.
Megyn Kelly, today, I guess the ratings continue to plummet, writes Justin Caruso. Not Robinson. We're talking about Justin, right? Anyway, poor Megyn, her ratings are plummeting, Kurt. I hope you have empathy for her. I've got news for Megyn.
Well, okay. Yeah. What is it?
Maybe she ought to try to bring people together rather than dividing everybody. And maybe if she did that, things would go better for her.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I'm just
saying.
The
only problem is, Sam, I think she's part of the wrong place to be doing that. Because they want to stir things up over there and really don't want to promote.
Good point.
I guess you could say making America great again.
Amen to that. Anyway, Megyn, sorry, I just hope maybe you ought to just go home and hang out with your husband for a while. You got plenty of cash, Megyn. Right?
Yeah, good point.
At least if you've used your money right in any way, you got plenty of cash. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes.
All right, now, Kurt, you and I have talked about this for literally decades now, but maybe somebody's starting to listen.
Yeah.
We're talking about rushing, hacking, fears. Elizabeth Wise has the piece. What? Oh, is it Wise,
yeah.
Kurt? Is that how you say your name? W-E-I-S-E, or is it Weiss? I like to say Wise only because she's pretty wise with this headline.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really W-E-I-S-E, or whatever.
Yeah.
W-E-I-S-E, I don't know how you pronounce that. But either way, I like to say Wise.
A USA Today piece, and the story goes, paper ballots are back in vogue. Thanks to Russian hacking fears. Now, you know, in my opinion, they've never been out of vogue, but now people
they have
are
in the mainstream press's manipulation, fake news, reality, Kurt. They've been out of vogue big time. But
they
not
say,
when
according
the truth
to
told.
The FBI. Yeah, according to the FBI, they say as many as 39 states had their election system scanned or targeted. So they say scanned, not scammed, or targeted by Russia. There's no evidence, they say, of votes changed, but given the stakes, some state agencies that run elections are trying to curb any further interference prior to, the midterm elections coming up. They say the tool of choice, ensuring systems can't be hacked, and if they are, making those breaches immediately obvious. To do this, some are taking the unusual move of rewinding the technological dial, debating measures that would add paper ballots, similar to how many Americans voted before electronic voting started to become widespread back in the 80s. I guess just recently, Virginia announced it would no longer use touchscreen-only voting machines. This was, by the way, after a hackathon in Las Vegas showed how easily they could be breached. they say Rhode Island is set to vote on the measure that would require an audit of voters' paper ballots after each election. Georgia's in the news on it. There's a number of others. But the bottom line is, Sam, maybe they're going to see that those amazing devices called old-time paper ballots, hey, they're the best thing we had going.
Amen to that. And the best news about this is people are starting to recognize that reality, even in the mainstream press, right? I mean, they don't like to admit it, but they're kind of admitting
right.
it, right?
That's what I see.
Well, we've been talking about this for decades. So USA Today vindicates Liberty Roundtable Live is what the headline ought to read.
Good point.
Just saying. All right, by the way, Kurt, I don't know if you know what this term is, but it's called dashboard tech. Do you know what this is, Kurt?
No.
Come on, Kurt. Dashboard, that's in your car, right?
All right.
Technology, okay. You know what that is, right?
Something you put on your dashboard.
Yeah, so technology
your
in your dashboard.
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Either connected to your dashboard or already in your dashboard, depending on what we're talking about. But either way, we're talking about tech in your car. They say that it's incredibly distracting to drivers, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that?
Well, we're going to probably need some federal
government stuff to fix this. Please no. But you're right. What they want to do is throw a bunch of government money at it, Kurt, to fix the problem. Do you have any ideas that could fix the problem without government money at the table, Kurt?
What is the problem exactly?
Well, Kurt, you're way too distracted is the problem.
Okay.
And you're crashing. And you're hurting people, and you're causing all kinds of problems.
There you go. And so their solution is going to make me
less distracted. First off, they could regulate the heck out of you. Secondly, they could fine you.
We need
raise money
new
for the government.
Laws about this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, that's the road they would go down. I would go down a completely different road, personally, Kurt. I agree that tech in the car can be distracting. But I would submit to you a question, Kurt. You ready for my question? I know this is it's really expensive for a consultant like me to lay out this question for you. Does it have to be? No.
It's a great question.
It doesn't have to be. And I believe one of the best ways would not be throw government money at it, not roll out a big study, not force people, not regulate people, not any of those things. But I believe that all of us could get together with what we call a mutually agreed upon issue. And in the private sector, by volunteerism, could we create public service announcements that talk about this and make people aware of the real issue? Like Mothers Against Drunk Driving, like a lot of these other campaigns that have real good, you know, wearing a seatbelt's good. I support it. Fining people with government raising revenue is bad. Forcing people to wear a seatbelt is bad. Same thing's true here, Kurt. I agree that tech and cars can be a distraction. But we can work on ways to have less distractions. We can educate people in the private sector by public service announcements and free support for the right ways. We don't need government in the middle of this. What we need is good, honest, responsible Americans educating one another about the potential problems and pitfalls. And I think if people are taught correct principles and if we put systems in place and things in place to help people, I think we can solve a lot of the problem. And Apple did just one of those things recently. Do you know what it is?
Oh, let's see.
The latest Apple iPhones in their operating system installed this thing called Do Not Disturb. And when you drive, it comes up with the Do Not Disturb thing. And now it can be turned off, but it's a good attempt to remind people. If you're trying to get a hold of me and I'm driving, it'll tell you, hey, you know what? Sam's in do not disturb mode, Kurt. And it'll tell me, hey, do not disturb. Remember, don't be doing tech while you're driving. I think those are great reminders. I think it's, you know, in the free market of non-force, it's good for companies to be cognizant of that and remind people of that and be aware of those things. It's good for us to bring it up. Let me tell you how you do it. While you're parked and not driving, you need to turn on Liberty Roundtable Live on your inboard dash radio. That's you know, web-enabled, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com. Then once that's playing where you can just listen and not be distracted, then you focus your eyes on the road and drive while you're listening to the radio. Best advice I can give, Kurt. But what if in the private sector we had public service announcements and tech companies did their best to make it appropriate and people did everything in the private sector and we self-governed and we educated and we really worked on it without government involvement? Just imagine what we could accomplish. Self-governed people could take this responsibility seriously and we could really make it important. I believe it could be done. I don't believe we need to do force or regulation or government generating of revenue out of this. I think people ought to be responsible when it comes to tech in the dash. And I think awareness, public awareness goes a long way to solutions, Kurt. Not only public awareness, but encouragement. We can encourage people to do the right thing. Do not look away from the road to do things to your inboard dash tech. Do not try to browse the web or get directions places that take your eyes off the road. Turn that over to a passenger to do for you. Hey, can you look up this restaurant we're trying to go to and plug it into the GPS for me, please? There's a lot of what get systems like Bluetooth that can put callers on speaker in your car where you can hear them and not be distracted by trying to look at your devices or whatever. Don't text. Don't do those things until you get done driving. It's only a few minutes till you get to your destination. I believe that solutions through education in the private sector, through public service and kindness and awareness are the answers here. Kurt, any final comments on this?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam. I mean, you know, they're going to want to make some laws about it. And then I suppose they're going to want to tell us more about how to act and that kind of thing. But I welcome the private sector's involvement and the individual's own personal responsibility.
Question.
Yes.
How can they make me a racist, a hater, a bigot, anti-government? How can they destroy me over this one, Kurt? How can they falsely attack me on this idea?
Well, you're a white guy, Sam. Right?
Oh, good point. Yeah, but I don't even know that for sure.
That's true.
I guess that doesn't matter. Ignorance of my reality is no excuse, is it? But I'm telling you right now, what is to not like about my proposal or the idea here? I agree that it's an issue, but how do we go about the solutions is the real question. And I advocate for private sector answers. And we're willing to give our airtime away to promote those peaceful private sector solutions based on principles, Kurt. We'll give airtime for that. We'll run public service announcements. We'll give ideas. I gave several ideas. Ask your passengers to do things tech-wise for you. Do your tech before you start driving. Realize that it's only just a few minutes before you get to your destination before you start to dive into tech. There's a lot of simple solutions that we could all learn from and be reminded of and focus on that could make a lot of difference. Awareness. Oh, I guess Bill Clinton's in a shocking new sex scandal. Did you see that, Kurt?
Bill Clinton with a sex scandal? I mean, this is just unbelievable to me.
I got solutions for that, too. It doesn't even cost government money, Kurt. You know what it is?
Good point. Let's see. Jail time?
No, well, that's for sure should be the case. But I'm talking about God's laws governing marriage and the procreative relationship.
Wow.
Those are the solutions every time, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake, it's God, family, and country around here. Never mind that they tell you that we ought to not talk about such things. It's the protection of life, liberty, and property here. It's the rule of law. It's make America moral so we can make America great again. All right. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore America. This nation shall endure. Will you help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Hey, thanks.